First Lady marks second anniversary of Be Best campaign. Help children overcome the struggles they face every day. By Penny Starr on May 7, 2020. First Lady Melania Trump is marking the second anniversary of her Be Best initiative to help children, families, key leaders, and stakeholders to help all parties be invested in helping American children overcome obstacles and succeed. Over the past 2 years, Be Best has played a major role in spreading awareness, highlighting successful programs and acts of kindness, and encouraging public-private sector relationships to help children overcome the struggles they face every day, the First Lady said in a statement released by the White House. Stephanie Grisham, who served as the White House Press Secretary and Chief of Staff and Press Secretary for the First Lady, weighed in on the anniversary in a statement. "Today marks the 2-year anniversary of the First Lady's initiative, Be Best," Grisham said in the statement. "Since its launch, she has used Be Best to connect with families, children, and key leaders and stakeholders from a variety of backgrounds to hear their stories, learn about the issues they face, and shine a spotlight on important and innovative solutions that are helping children become their very best selves." Mrs. Trump will continue to address the importance of online safety, promote the well-being of children, and continue to find more ways to help families affected by opioid abuse and addiction, Grisham said. "In a time when our nation is faced with a global pandemic, Mrs. Trump continues to use Be Best in ways large and small to demonstrate the power of kindness and healthy living happening throughout our nation and around the world." The White House released some highlights of the First Lady's successful campaign. First Lady Melania Trump has visited over 20 classrooms and met with nearly 4,000 students from around the world. First Lady Melania Trump has toured nearly 20 hospitals both domestically and internationally, highlighting their innovative programs and thanking the medical staff for their devotion to their patients. "Nearly every government agency has a Be Best ambassador who focuses on resources and opportunities available within their agency and uses them to make a difference in the lives of children." In addition to traveling around the world, First Lady Melania Trump has invited thousands of children to the White House over the past 2 years to participate in Be Best activities. First Lady Melania Trump has attended numerous summits, roundtables and conferences, meeting with a diverse group of stakeholders, including governors, legislators and their spouses, in order to highlight the mission and values of Be Best. Received the annual Woman of Distinction Award from Palm Beach Atlantic University in February 2020 in recognition of the First Lady's work through the Be Best initiative. "When we teach our children to cherish our values and care for each other, they are better prepared to carry on Americans' legacy of compassion, service and patriotism," the First Lady said, highlighting accomplishments. Some other accomplishments of the Be Best campaign include partnering with Second Lady Karen Pence at the Red Cross in Washington, D.C., to assemble holiday comfort kits for overseas troops. And, in Charleston, South Carolina, Trump and Pence pitched in to help the Red Cross and the Pillowcase Project, an emergency preparedness program designed specifically for children. And promoting the National Park Service and resources for children to help bring awareness to the important relationship between America's natural heritage and the next generation, and visited numerous schools across the country focused on incorporating character education and social-emotional learning throughout their curriculum. "As parents, adults, educators, and community leaders, it is our responsibility to ensure our children are being taught the importance of positive ways to interact with each other and prepare them for attacks and negativity they could receive in this new digital age," the First Lady said. Highlights include: visited a Seattle, Washington tech company to learn more about their programs and applications meant to teach children online safety, as well as technology innovations meant to help children with disabilities. Participated in HHS Federal Partners in Bullying Prevention Summit on cyberbullying and provided remarks promoting the need to provide children with information and tools for safe online habits. Delivered opening remarks addressing the importance of responsible online behavior and the positive impact it could have on our youth during the Family Online Safety Institute's annual conference on creating a culture of responsibility online. Participated in a listening session with students from Microsoft's Council for Digital Good and discussed their youth-focused online safety policy work and the tenets of responsible digital behavior established by the Teen Council. address the Parent Teacher Association, PTA, legislative conference about the importance of educating and promoting healthy, secure, and positive online behavior for children. The First Lady also highlighted the work her office has done in regard to the opioids crisis. Promoting education and awareness is crucial to overcoming this crisis. If we continue to work together, I know we can create a safer, healthier, and more hopeful world for our children, the First Lady said. Highlights include: met with Congress to promote its Support Act legislation and its importance in helping to reduce opioid use during pregnancy and how to recognize early childhood issues related to substance abuse. Provided remarks and participated in an opioids town hall in Las Vegas, stressing the importance of focusing on programs that help educate mothers and families on the dangers of opioid abuse. Visited hospitals and attended roundtables across the country to highlight the important and innovative work being done for babies born with neonatal abstinence syndrome and their families. Stressed commitment to supporting more treatment facilities that help both mothers and babies recover during the RX Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. Address the Department of Justice National Opioid Summit to discuss how opioid abuse impacts the lives of children. The First Lady's press office also provided information about her efforts as part of Be Best International. It is my hope that by talking about the values of Be Best with young people in the United States and around the world, our children, teachers, and parents will strive to share them with family and friends throughout their own communities, the First Lady said. Highlights include: in New Delhi, India, the First Lady observed a happiness curriculum developed to increase self-awareness and mindfulness among students at the Sarvodaya School. During a trip to Nairobi, Kenya, the First Lady visited the Nest Children's Home, a place focused on children whose mothers are imprisoned, and provides them with clothing and food, emotional support, medical care, and educational opportunities. At Chipala Primary School in Malawi, the First Lady discussed the importance of educating and empowering youth and highlighted USAID's continued efforts to increase access to education for children in Malawi and donated soccer balls, classroom supplies and books. While at the Royal Hospital Chelsea, a nursing home for veterans of the British Army in London, the First Lady visited with veterans and school children who take part in a program called Be the Best You Can Be, which focuses on engaging and empowering youth on the importance of respect and resilience. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.